Manana Galiya Chanda.
Govinda Govinda.
Everybody. Pazarati lochana preme pazarati lochana Govinda Govinda Madana Galiya Chanda
Govinda Govinda
Govinda Manana Galiya Chanda
Govinda Govinda
Manana Galiya Chanda Tu kabhone aali Tu ka mone aali Devi nure ki begali Devi dure chi gali Devi dure chi gali Devi dure chi Govinda, Govinda, Manana Galiya Chanda.
Govinda, Govinda, Manana Galiya Chanda.
Govinda, Govinda, Manana Galiya
Govinda,
Madana Galiya Chanda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Rama वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् तो
जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु
भद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिरभवति नैष्टिकी
भक्तिरभवति नैष्टिकी
We welcome you one more time on my behalf also on the occasion of the concluding session of our Srimad Bhagavat Katha Mahotsav here at Los Angeles Temple at the lotus feet of their lordships Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish and in presence of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we'll continue from where we had left off yesterday. So gopis did try their best to stop the Lord from going to Mathura. However, Lord had His duty to perform. Vinashaya chadushkritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Now, He had taken care of quite a few of the dustas, asuras, the demoniac personalities. However, the leader of them was still hanging around. He was around there, right there in his capital, and he was the one who had invited He had this whole idea of just to cover up, make sound like a festival, big festival in Mathura. Please come, everybody come. We'll have fire sacrifice also and lots of prasad distribution. You bring milk products. You distribute, you share. Lots of fun. Big town, please come. See Mathura town. And he had sent chariot for Krishna and Balaram. So, as he had his plan. Man proposes and God. So, God had his plan. And everything was working out as per his plan. So they were seated in chariot. Krishna and Balaram Nakrur was Rathena Vayuvegena. It says, the Rath, the chariot of this Krishna Balaram was moving speedily. What was the speed? Vayuvegena. Like a wind. Very fast. The bullock carts loaded with the milk products, those carts being drawn by the bullocks, and even some products were loaded on the back of elephants. They were kind of left way behind. Are they catching up? A yoking and a journey has started. They started together, but the horses go speedily, right? And the oxen, the bulls, steady but slow but steady. They are going slowly, steadily. So the chariot, soon they go by two different paths. Carts of Nanda Maharaja's carts and other carts with some in milk products, coward boys also anticipating. Yes, we are going to Mathura. Fun. I remember also me going to big town. When I was 13 years old, I was going to visit the closest town, which was 10 kilometers away. I was only able to visit when I was 13 years. And that too, I had to walk there. We walked. For some Ganesh festival. It was a Ganesh Chaturthi festival. Chariot. But for Ganesh. So we went. So we were very excited to go to the town. So we could imagine these children, Krishna Balaram, their excitement. A little more. Much more. They are much more excited. So carts are going the standard by standard path. Prakrur doesn't bring his chariot wherein Krishna and Balaram are seated by the same path. He takes some interior path through the forest. Because he is worried, maybe someone will try to stop. I'm on the mission. I had to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. Maybe these coward men, they will change their mind. Maybe they will, then they have found out the evil plan of this Kamsa, and they would not let Krishna and Balaram go. So it's kind of taking, hidingly, he's making his progress, his chariot's progress towards Mathura. So these are the horses are, both are horses. Surathena Vayuvegena Kalindim Aghamanashinim. Finally, traveling almost all day long, the chariot arrives on the bank of Kalindi, which is described as Aghanashinim, destroyer of all the sins. Kalindim Aghanashinim. Kalindya ritam agatya snanam vidhivat acharat. So Akrur parked the chariot on the roadside. This is at Akrur Ghat now. Okay, this is at Akrur Ghat. And he's entering the waters of Jamuna. And he's taking holy dip in, because he had been traveling, perspiring, hot sun all day. There's Akrur. This 5,000-year-old recording, okay? So vidhivat, following all the process, chanting mantras, he's taking his holy dip. Chanting mantras. Nimijyatasmin salile japan brahma sanatanam. Is now part of that vidhi, part of that process is he's a Brahmin, he's chanting Gayatri, he's like a, into the water up to here or up to, and he's chanting his Gayatri, murmuring his Gayatri. And while he was doing that, suddenly, was meditating, he saw in the front of him, in the waters of Jamuna, some amazing scene. He saw Krishna transformed into four-handed personality of Godhead, holding all the Padma Shankha Gada Chakra symbols, and Balaram transformed into Sahasra Badan Ananta Shesh, providing a bed for that Vishnu, that Vasudev, to lie upon. Siddha Chanara Gandharvair Surair. So Siddhas, Chanaras, Gandharvas, other devatas are there, chanting prayers. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutas Stunvanti Divyai Stavai. Stunvanti Divyai Stavai. They're glorifying that four-handed personality now resting on this bed of Ananta Sage. And there's a whole description of that beautiful form of the Lord, and his pitambar and lotus eyes and charu karnam and on and on. Well, that was fine to have this darshan like this, but he also was scared. Say, what? Did I? All day I was careful not to lose Krishna and Balaram. That's why I took this path, you know, inside path, the forest path. But Krishna has transformed himself into Vishnu, and Balaram has become Anantasesh. Oh, I lost him. I lost them. Did I or didn't? I didn't. So he was wondering, well, what does this really mean? So he quickly goes to where the chariot was parked, and he was relieved to find, oh, thank God. The guards are sitting. They were there in the chariot. You could see. And Narad Muni is there offering prayer. Shiva, Brahma, everybody is there offering prayers. And that's Akrur. Okay, things are very clear. And the chariot in the back. So he did not know. So he offers prayers, a lot of prayers that Akrur has offered to the Lord. Full chapter. Yani yani harupani kridanartham vivarshihi is also praying to the Lord. Oh, you assume so many forms. Namaste adhuta singhaya namo bhrugunan pataye drapta kshatra vanachide namaste raghuvaryaya ravanantakaraya cha namaste vasudevaya namaha shankarshanaya cha pradumnaya niruddhaya satvatam padaye namaha. And he goes on and on. Oh, these are the prayers of Akrur offered at the lotus feet of the Lord at Akrur Ghat. And so what we understand from the commentaries, explanations of acharyas is that where the chariot had now reached, this was kind of a border of Mathura, Vrindavan border. And Krishna and Balaram, they are going to enter. But the Vrindavan Krishna, Vrindavan Balaram, they are not going to enter. Padam ekam na gacchati. Vrindavanam parityajya. Leaving Vrindavan behind, they do not keep even one step outside Vrindavan. That is Krishna. That is Balaram. So Krishna is transforming himself. And he is becoming Vasudeva. Krishna. And Balaram is also kind of stepped down from their status which they hold in Vrindavan. The Shastras describe the Lord is Purna, complete in Dwarka, Purnam. He is Purnatar, more complete in Mathura, and his Purnatam is most complete in Vrindavan. Purna, Purnatar, Purnatam. So that Purnatam, the most complete Lord, now he's going to become Purnatar. The befitting Mathura. So what Akrur had seen was that Lord is getting ready to enter. So that Krishna is going to stay behind Vrindavan Krishna. And a Mathura Krishna. Vasudeva Krishna. So So this is the confidential aspect. Otherwise, so yes, Krishna and Balaram, they came in the chariot, the journey continues, but something is going on here. So this, we get this hint from this pastime of the Lord at Akrur Ghat. So now beyond Akrur Ghat, it is already Aparanha. It is beyond Madhyanna, midnight. It is afternoon. It is afternoon time, and the journey now continues beyond this Akrur Ghat towards Mathura, which is not far now. Excuse me. So as chariot draws even closer to Mathura, grahitva pani na panim, Lord held the hands of Akrur in his hands, and he proposes, "Oh, you may go ahead with your chariot. We will get down here. We'll walk. We'd like to see the town. You may return to your home." When Akrur heard that proposal, well, it was fine with him. However, he was expecting Punihi Pada Rajasa Gruhanno Grihamedhinam. I was expecting that you both prabhus would visit my humble dwelling. And we are grihamedhis, we are conditioned, attached. So I was expecting you would come, Pada Rajasa, and by the dust of your lotus feet, Punihi, you could have purified my home. So upon hearing that request, Lord says, Ayase, I will come, not now. And not just myself, Ayase bhavato geham, to your home, I will visit, I will come. Aryam samanvitaha, that's Balaram. I'll come along with Balaram. We'll both come. But prior to our visit of your home, we have some mission to accomplish. Yadu chakra druham hatva. Only after we have killed that Kamsa, we want to be focused. The hospitality and all those things, lunches and home visits, this could wait. I will definitely come. Surit priyam, yeah, to do good. I'm a well-wisher, friend of my devotees. I will come, I will come. So, promising thus, two parties. Akrur continued, and these two prabhus are now going to take a good look of the Mathura town. They have never ever seen such a town in there. They're amazed. So many people, first of all. Marketplace. Things are a bit different and a little complex here. Prasadas, the tall buildings are there, so much opulence. So by this time, the coward boys in the party, they caught up, and they are around Krishna and Balaram. So there is a very detailed description of the town of Mathura, city of Mathura, given by Sukadev Goswami. Description as it is, and where to be found, beautiful, clean, well-planned city like Mathura. Mathura is one of the seven celebrated cities called Sapta Puris, Avantika and Kanchi and Dwarka, Ayodhya, Banaras. Haridwar. So there are seven cities celebrated. So Mathura is one of them. When you read the descriptions of these cities, this city, Dwarka, there's nothing like it on the planet, certainly not in America. Nowhere closer. Such towns existed 5,000 years ago. They just did some discoveries at Dwarka. Now they are convinced, yes, 5,000 years ago city existed here. But devotees have been reading the description of Dwarka for past 5,000 years. They were always convinced, and they were seeing that city as they read the description of either Dwarka or Mathura. But after spending millions of rupees, then they find this, they find that, and they try to put the whole picture together. Why? Study Bhagavatam. And if you have money, we could print Bhagavatam with your funds and popularize the facts as they are, as they were. So there are lakes in the middle of the town, and swans, and the blooming lotuses, fragrant flowers, and then air filled, fragrant air. Sansiktya Ratya Apana Marga Chatvara. They would sprinkle the streets with rose waters. Sanctify them. And the flags everywhere, and mantras are being chanted everywhere. All auspicious signs. There are welcome gates, there are arches, there are pleasure gardens, it says. On and on and on. Such a description. And everything is being closely observed, seen and enjoyed by Krishna and Balaram. After all, this is their hometown. This is their birthplace. This is their birthplace. They were born here. At least Krishna was. And Balaram also was in Mathura for. Just for appearance, he goes to Gokul and he appears there. And technically that becomes his birthplace, Gokul, Balaram's birthplace. But he was there as a child of Devaki. Of course, we can't sound anything. It's not a mundane thing that Krishna and Balram were in the womb, and then gradual development. We have to be also careful about that. Prasada Shikara Arudha Pratyutfulla Mukhambuja Abhivarshan Sau Manashai Pramada Balak Balakeshavau. So many ladies and other devotees on the top of their rooftops, they are showering flowers. Pramada, the woman, are seeing the beauty of Krishna and Balram. They are amazed and showering flowers, offering prayers. The brahmanas are there doing puja, offering garlands, chandan, and the whole thing, throwing the rice mixed with turmeric and like that. And what do they say? Oh, look, this Krishna and Balaram. How fortunate are those gopis of Vrindavan. What kind of tapaha, austerities they must have performed that they get to see. Pashyanti, eto pashyanti. They always get to see these two prabhus. Naraloka mahotsavo. And seeing them is a festival. They always enjoy. Their eyes are always feasting on the beauty of this Krishna and Balaram. How fortunate are those. Gopyaha. Gopyastapaha kim acharan mahat. And like that, Krishna Balaram are continuing their tour of Mathura town. And then they come across a person carrying big load. He was carrying clothes. He was a washerman. Rajakam Rangakaram. Also Rangakaram. They dye clothes also. They wash clothes. They do all those laundry, washing, pressing, sometimes dying. Drishtva yachata vasamsi. When they saw a washerman with lots of clothes, Krishna and Balaram, they requested, could you please give us some clothes? They thought it was not a big deal. There's so many clothes he has. No, he could give a few clothes. They were innocent. They thought they did not know buying and money is required or whose clothes these are. They saw the clothes. Give us some clothes. But they're also thinking now, you know, normally our clothes are good for going into the forest, herding cows. But now we're in the town. We should be dressing like people of this country, this town. So this is their idea. So they requested. But that did not work. Instead, that person who was this washerman said, "Hey, you village boys, you should be happy with what kind of clothes you are wearing. And do you know these are the clothes of the king? Raja Dravyani. These are clothes of King Kamsa. How you dare to ask for the clothes of the king? Who do you think you are?" And now Krishna will show who he is. What, who do you think you are? Okay. Wait a minute. You don't know who I am. Okay, I'll show you. And, evam vikatha manasya kupito devaki sutaha. Devaki suta, Krishna kupitaha. He became angry when he heard this remark of this washerman. Krishna, he became very angry. And of course he was not carrying any weapon. So Rajakasya karagrena shiraha kayat apatat. So he just used his hand and the fingers hit and he was beheaded. His head was one place, his body was another place. And all the clothes were a third place. So Krishna, Balaram, they rushed to those where the clothes were. And he picked up the best outfits. And they put on these clothes. And Sheshani, so he had clothes. Shankarshana, Balaram had clothes. Sheshani adatta gopibhyo. So gopa balakas, coward boys were there. The balance clothes they gave to their friends. And still there was a balance. They just left them around and they walked away. They continued their Mathura darshan. So now they are Sukhdev Goswami says, well, they are now sva alankratau, they had ornaments and nana lakshana veshabhyo, kind of clothes they were wearing, as if they were two little elephants were walking, you know, through the streets of, it looked so beautiful and royal. Okay, then as they proceed, tataha sudam sudamno bhavanam malakara shajagmutaha, he comes across a shop of a flowerist. His name was, the shopkeeper was Sudama. This is different, okay? Don't confuse. Sudama of Krishna was studying with Sudama. And there's a Sridham from Vrindavan. Krishna's friend from Vrindavan is Sridham. And Sudama is from, you understand now. Sudama had gone with little chip rice to Dwarka and they were studying together. And this is yet another Sudama here. So, immediately, taudrishtvasa samuthaya nanama sirashav. Immediately he threw himself at the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. Did whole pada puja and prayers. Bhavanto kila vishvasya jagataha karanam param. You are the cause of this entire creation. Avatirna abhi hamshena kshemaya cha bhavaya cha. For the benefit of this whole world. And you have appeared in this material existence. So he had full understanding of who these two Prabhus are. He wasn't like that washerman who was dull-headed. He had no clue. Who do you think you are? But this Sudama, he already knows who they were. Oh, I know you are. Please accept my obeisances first of all. Such a difference. सो इति अभिप्रेत्य राजेन्द्र सुदामा प्रीतमानसः शस्तै सुगंधै कुसुमैर्माला विरचिता ददौ. He took two best flower garlands with fresh flowers. Shastai, Sugandhai, they were very, very fragrant. Kusumai, with nice flowers, and offered them around the necks of Krishna and Balaram. Krishna and Balaram were highly pleased. They say, ask for a benediction. We are very pleased. Whatever boon that you wish to have, just go, ask. And this Sudama, he asked a boon. See what is. Says, Achalam Bhaktim. That's all. And there are a few other things. I want bhakti. I want devotional service. What kind? Achalam. Steady. Fixed up. I want to be fixed up in my devotional service. Achalam bhaktim. And two more things. And of course, bhakti unto who? Tasmin eva akhilatmani. Akhilatmani. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is what two of you are. Unto you, at your lotus feet, I want bhakti, that is steady, fixed up. Tad bhakti shuchasau hardam bhute shuchadayaparam. And two more things. I want a friendly relationship with the devotees of Krishna. I want to be friendly. And what else? Bhute shucha daya param, and I want to be kind, courteous with all the living entities. If you wish, you may grant this boon. And both lords were pleased, so said, Tathastu. We bless you. And then they proceed with that, those blessings. Now as they continue, they come across, there's another scene.
Rajapathe Navrajan Madhavaha.
This is now chapter 42. Looking at progress. So Madhav, the husband of Lakshmi, Krishna, is going by Rajapath, they're kind of getting closer to Kamsa's palaces, some distance, but much closer now. So they see one lady, kind of bent, hunchback, Kubja there. She has a plate and some sandalwood and other different paste are there. And she is kind of hurrying on that big wide road leading to Kamsa's palace. By seeing her, the Lord is first of all smiling. Looking at her smiling, wants to establish some friendship. He wants a little favor from this lady. And he's opening a little dialogue, breaking the ice. Katvam, who are you? Hey, who are you? Anulepanam kashyang. And who, for whom are you carrying this? This chandan, all this, who is it meant for? Well, but we were thinking if you could offer, you know, this to us. Look, we have nice clothes, right? Garland is also there. What is missing is chandan. Then we will go to the photographer. Next. Just, this is the chandan was missing. So, your lots of chandan, is it possible that you apply some? And if you did so, Sreyas tataste nachirad bhavishyati. You know, all good fortune will descend upon you quickly. You will see the result, reciprocation, if you offer this chandan. And Sairandhrirvacha, another name for Kubja, she is saying, Dashi asmi aham kamsa sammata. I am maid servant of King Kamsa. Trivikranama. My name is Trivikra. Naturally, they call me that way because I'm bent in three places, not straight. Three bent in three places. This chandan, this is meant, of course, for Bhojapati, the master of the Bhoj dynasty, Kamsa. But in fact, I'm thinking that this would be nice offering for you, this sandalwood paste. You are most deserving candidates for this sandalwood. Saying so, immediately she offered, she started applying chandan all over the bodies, face and feet of the Lord. See, are different colors of sandalwood. She offered, Krishna gets yellow colored chandan, sandalwood. And Balram gets blue, like a contrast. So that it would stand out. Not matching their complexion, but just contrast. So Krishna has yellow chandan. And Balram has a blue one. Prasanno Bhagavan Kubjam Trivakram Ruchirananam. So lords are highly pleased with this Trivakra. And they want to, it's their turn now. She did her part. Now it is their part too. Because they had mentioned, yes, you just give us chandan, you will see what we do for you. And now they want to do that for her. What did they do? Oh, stand up. Stand up. Yes. It'll be easy if we demonstrate this. So here is Krishna. Where is Kubja? He's a lame. Yeah, come. Trivikra. You have to be bent in three places. Yes, you're quick. Ah, you had to go around. So what Krishna did, the way it is described here. Lord placed, after playing a flute for a second or two, he placed his feet on her feet. One feet on her feet, okay? And he held her here. Not chick. Here. So with both the hands. And hey, down, down, down. And just gave her a lift. Up. And she became very straight, and she remained straight. So that was the benediction of the Lord. And then she is also requesting, Ehi Viragraham Yamo Natvam Tyaktum Ihotsahe Prasida. Let us go visit my home, she is proposing. And but Lord, similar. You know, he has a mission to accomplish. Doesn't want to be distracted. Eshami te graham subhru. Oh, for sure. Oh, lady with the subhru life and nice eyebrows you have. Certainly. I would like to come. But not now. I will visit. Visit your home. And then their journey, their parikrama tour of Mathura continues. Tataha Pauran Prachamano. And Krishna and Balaram inquire, hey, sir, you know, we are looking for that fire sacrifice. Dhanur Yagya is going on somewhere. Could you please tell us which way to go? It's a big town, and they had heard it's going to be a big fire sacrifice for this Dhanur Yagya. Dhanu, this bow, special bow of Kamsa. So they were given the direction. Yes, this way. Not this way, this way. Vrindavan is not this way, this way. Like other day, this is Samvartak. Kade navamena salila samudritam. So they reached where Swaha, Swaha, Swaha. Big yagya is going on. So many priests chanting Vedic mantras and fire, smoke, the mantras, whole mystical experience going on. So many people have assembled because Kamsa wanted to give impression that this is a festival time, this is sacrifice time. So everyone is assembled around there, and Krishna and Balaram, they are very, very curious. So they go all the way. They are little children, so they are making their way through, pushing people around. And they want to go to the center of the attraction. Where does this end? What are they into? Where is this bow? This was a very... Parshuram had given this bow. This was Indra's bow given to Kamsa by Parshuram. When Kamsa was going all over the planet, universe also, battling, fighting, defeating, conquering, opposing elements and parties, he had pleased Parshuram. And Parshuram said, here, you take this bow. I'm pleased with you. And worship this. So that bow was being worshipped by Kamsa. Kamsa's men, they're doing. But Kamsa was there looking preparations of the wrestling match, awaiting Lord's arrival there. So what did this Krishna do? He went and he picked up the bow and tried to string the bow. Stringing the bow. For that he had to lift. So while stringing the bow, it was supposed to be very, very heavy. It required hundreds of people to lift the bow. But this little 10-year, 11-year-old boy, he rushed forward, he picked up, and he was stringing the bow. And in the process, the bow broke into two pieces. And it's described like an elephant breaks the sugar cane, this long sugar cane. Elephant likes to eat sugar cane. So with its trunk lifts sugar cane and breaks sometimes, a lot of times. So as elephant does it so very easily, no big strenuous thing. No big endeavor on the part of elephant to break the sugar cane. So likewise, Krishna also broke that heavy, very heavy bow just by lifting and attempting to string it. Dhanusho bhaj Jamanasya Shabdaha Kamrodasi Dishaha. So that the breaking of that bow was the sound of that spread all over, filling up the sky. Kamrodasi Dishaha. And it was heard by Kamsa. Shrutva Kamsa. And as a result, Trasam Upa Gamat, he became scared. Because he was told, when Parshuram gave this bow to Kamsa, he was given this information. Although this is very heavy bow to handle, and to pick it up and string it. But if this is ever done to the extent of breaking this bow, then Kamsa, you should understand, breaker of that bow will break your bones. You should understand that person is going to kill you. So, Kamsa heard wherever he was. Oh, certainly. Oh, this is the sound of the that bows, breaking of the bow. And then he could see his death is getting closer, nearer. Although he was planning to kill his Krishna and Balaram, but on the contrary, was now smelling the presence of the death personified. He starts very, very much afraid. Already there are some guards there around that fire sacrificial arena. And at the same time, Kamsa sent some little army. Balam cha Kamsa prahitam. But as bow was into two pieces, Krishna held one, kept one, and gave another one to Balaram. Balaram, you take this. And as those guards and everyone was coming. Because they are the culprits. This boy, he broke the bow. So they are trying to reach him, fight or kill him. And as they are approaching, coming towards Krishna, Krishna and Balaram, they were just smashing them, breaking their heads with the, hitting with a bow. It was very heavy. Not for Krishna and Balaram. But, so they're getting the hitting. A little hit. They're all getting crushed to the death. So everyone was just lying flat there. Anyone coming in their direction was being dispatched to Yampuri. Was going to straight abode of Yamaraj. Lord is kind also. Many days. That ended. And they're continuing their tour of Mathura. And more people are watching their beauty, appreciating, praying, worshipping, and wondering, possibly these are some demigods, two demigods. They have appeared on the earth and are visiting now our town, Mathura. Many day vibhudhottamo. These are the thoughts of some of the residents of Mathura. So what happens at this juncture is, it was getting late, in the late afternoon towards the evening. So Krishna and Balaram, they returned to the camp where all the carts were parked, and the elderly men were looking after their belongings and milk products and taking care of the bulls. So Krishna and Balaram, coward boys, go to the camp and they spend the night there. Ushatustam sukham ratri gyatva kam sachikirushitam. Although she's doing this for last half an hour now. It's night time. It's a pitch dark. You can experience. And Krishna and Balaram very well know the whole evil plan of Kamsa. Still, in spite of all the information that they had received from Akrur, and now they were already experiencing getting some hint that their lives were in danger, or they were the target of Kamsa. But they sukham ratrim, they had a good night, good rest. They were not disturbed by what Kamsa was planning. And now is the next day, the day of the wrestling match now. Rangadvaram samasadya. Now they go straight to the wrestling match arena, the grounds. It was on a hilltop. So as they wanted to enter, they were very close to the main gate. Hundreds and thousands of residents of Mathura town and Brajamandal, whole district of Mathura, they had come to watch the wrestling match, and they were awaiting some more wrestlers, Krishna, Balaram, to arrive. Some more last minute preparations were going on. And as Krishna and Balaram come, they are still outside towards the entrance, and the Kovali appeared. They see a huge, monstrous oaf, elephant, big size. His name was Kovalyapid. I mean, he was not one of those, you know, we have elephants everywhere. In circus, elephants, in South Africa, elephants everywhere on the planet. But this elephant was just very extraordinary. This was, he was captured by, who is that? Kamsa's father-in-law? Jarasandha. Jarasandha sent 100,000 other elephants with 100,000, you know, elephant riders riding on their backs to corner and catch this Kovalyapid in Vindhyachal, central India. And with lots of endeavor, they were able to, 100,000 elephants were used to catch this and bring under control this Kovalyapid. And so Jarasandha had this elephant. And when Jarasandha married his two daughters, Asti and Prapti, to Kamsa, he gave this elephant to Kamsa as a dowry, you know, kanyadan and some more dan. And now he became a property of Kamsa. And Kamsa knew the extraordinary power of this elephant. And he was confident that this elephant is just enough to kill, crush this two little young boys, Krishna and Balaram. So strategically, this Kovalyapid was planted, meant to stand before the entrance. So Krishna and Balaram come there and they say, Uvacha hastipam vacha meghana the gabhiraya. You know, when there's talk of the mention of Krishna spoke, immediately his speech is described as megha gabhiraya, meghanada, thundering of the rumbling of the clouds, deep voice. In that deep voice, Krishna addressed the Hastipam, the elephant rider. They say, Ambasta, Ambasta, oh elephant keeper, oh elephant keeper, Margam no Deha Apakramamachiram. Please, elephant on the side. Put elephant on the side. We want to go. Don't block our path. No chet kunjaram tvadyanayami yamas sadhanam. And if you delay in following our instruction or orders, immediately, Machiram, immediately we'll send you to abode of Yamaraj.
हरि आप।
एवं निर्भर स्थितो अम्बष्ठ व्हेन दैट एलिफेंट कीपर हर्ड दिस टू बॉयज ऑर्डरिंग एंड चैलेंजिंग एंड हे गेट योर एलिफेंट आउट It wasn't a dog, little dog, you know, there. That's an elephant. Elephant doesn't get out of the... You know, people have to get out of the way. Not that you get elephant out of the way. Elephant stays where elephant is and people go. A little diversion. But these two Prabhus... No, no! Why on the way? On the side? Clear the path. And if you don't, we have informed you the destination. So he, the elephant rider, he became very, very angry. And not only he became angry, he made the elephant angry. He enraged the elephant. His way to, they have this elephant goat, the way they could make the elephant angry. So that's what he did. And so elephant rushing forward in the direction of these two boys standing there. The elephant is hastily, speedily running, rushing like elephant, like a big, like a mountain there, and two boys are standing. Mountain is rushing. And so as elephant moved forward, elephant caught hold of Krishna in its trunk. But Krishna quickly managed to slip away from the grip of the trunk of the elephant. And he quickly went underneath the elephant. Krishna and Balram, they hid the four big legs, you know, the big body of the elephant, small eyes, elephant has small eyes. And Krishna and Balram, they were now underneath, right under. Kind of you could see them. They're under. And elephant is trying to figure it out. Where are the boys now? They were in front of me, but where are they now? And he's trying to identify. So then quickly, Krishna goes behind the elephant, catches hold of the tail of the elephant, and is trying to pull behind. And immediately, elephant realized, oh, the boys are in the back there. Must be those same boys. So the Krishna has held the tail and is trying to pull. And he managed pulling. Says, dhanushaha panchavinshatim. This is way of measuring. Like a dhanush, the bow is whatever the length of the bow is. So 25 lengths of the bow's length. That much they pulled him behind, and nagam suparna eva leelaya, like a garud, they play with the snake, pull the snake by the tail from the back. Anyway, just leela, Garud could play with the snake. So likewise, Krishna was playing with this elephant and pulling, pushing, anything he wishes to do, he was able to do. So much strength. And then from the back, then Krishna comes in the front, and Krishna and the Kuvali appear, they are face to face. ततौ अभिमुखम् अभेत्य पाणिना हत्य वारणम्. कृष्ण गेव बिग बिग स्लैप, ही स्लैप द एलिफेंट, ही वाज इन द फ्रंट, ही बिग अ बिग स्लैप द एलिफेंट. सधावन क्रीडया भूमो पतित्वा सहस उत्थितः. So that resulted in the elephant collapsed. He fell on the ground. Screaming. And Krishna managed to climb up. He climbed up, jumped on the body of the elephant. And he pulled the tusks of the elephant and uprooted them. Again gave one to Balaram. And they both started beating that elephant with his own tusk. Elephant's tusk is in the hands of Krishna and Balaram. They are beating and beating and beating. Till the elephant was no more. Hari Bol. So they caught hold. Yeah, and it says, one more deed there. Not only they killed the elephant, but the elephant rider sent him to his destination. Tena ivam hastipanscha ahanat harihi. Hari killed hastipa, protector, caretaker of hasti, like a gopa. Take care of the cows, Hastipa, protector, caretaker of the elephant. And with this, now Krishna and Balaram, having lots of fun all over the town, day before that morning, they entered the arena of the wrestling match. They come to the wrestling match place. And Krishna and Balaram, the Kamsa has a big throne. You see, it is a king. And the everyone else, what you don't have? The whole the audience is sitting there, thousands of them. And Krishna and Balaram walk in. They walk with the tusks. So the Kamsa got the news, what happened to the Kovalya feed. Hey, look, look! Those are tusks of my elephant. I was hoping nothing else worked. That Kesi and Yomasur, and he was making some other attempts before attempting to kill Krishna, Malla Leelaya, while wrestling, the wrestling match. So all other attempts failed, and finally Krishna and Balaram is there walking in with the tusks and wrestling begins. I think we are going to have the drama. I'm sure they will present the wrestling to us. So I will not get into the details. But they were thinking this is unfair. Look, size. So many persons in the audience. No, no, this is not fair. No, no, no. This is not a match. This is not fair. Stop this! Little children and then giant size other wrestlers. So,
So Krishna, the Chanur and Mustik and Shal and Toshal, the five of them, the five brothers, they were all wrestlers. And Kamsa one time he had gone to their capital and challenged all the five wrestlers. He said, let's wrestle. Let's have a fight. If you defeat me, I will be your slave. But in case I become victorious, you come to my capital, I will engage you. So Kamsa was very powerful. One powerful person, powerful demon. So he defeated all these five brothers one by one. Chanur, Mustik, Shal, Toshal, Kurta. So they all had come to Mathura. And they were acting as ministers also. Krishna, Kamsa had given posts, and now he was using them to fight with Krishna and Balaram. So that also did not work. His wrestlers were not only defeated but killed. And the next thing, Krishna's target was, Kamsa was in a big throne up there. So Krishna climbs up, goes there, drags him down. And not much effort he had to do. He was able to kill him. Big blows were there. So when Kamsa was killed, after Kamsa was killed, he had eight brothers. They came running to take revenge. And Balaram killed all of them. All the brothers of Kamsa were killed by Balaram. There was music, nice music. And cowherd boys were dancing to the tune of the music. And everyone was being entertained. Also became a big celebration for devotees of the Lord. The demigods again, the biggest demon ever killed. They did praising, praying, glorifying the Lord, singing, dancing. And there was a great jubilation, big celebration. Of course, there was also the family members, close family members, they got together. Because they were the mourning, they were lamenting, crying. So Krishna also goes. Krishna is a family member. So he also joined the family members. Yasti, Prapti, wife and other, you know, the members were there. Krishna also was crying, uncle. Anyway, I'm doing drama, but Krishna wasn't doing drama. He was seriously expressing his lamentation over the loss of his uncle. Krishna plays all roles perfectly. So as a family member, he was joining other family members. But then we also understand here that
Krishna dragged the body, dead body of Kamsa on the streets of Mathura and took it all the way to Jamuna, Vishram Ghat, and took some rest there. Well, that's a nice one. That's a new one. Never seen this. Huh? See that theme. You can see Kamsa's throne there. See the size, length and breadth of this stadium. And, the Kamsa. Do you see Kamsa? Yes. Is that a Kamsa there? Or? Yeah. Okay. Okay, dragging. Okay, dragging and spreading the news before next day morning newspaper they read. This is good evening news. We have a drama, that's one thing, and we have to the thank yous and the gifts for the sponsors. That's another part. I don't know what order, I'm just saying. And of course the arati of Bhagavat comes at the end as a third thing. And the fourth, if you like, as I was suggesting, some of you may like to say a few words of whatever your realizations, not big long lectures. But just brief 1-2 minute thing, if a few of you have some thoughts. Huh? 30 seconds or 3 minutes the most. So that's another part. And the fifth part, I don't know, someone could decide what order we do this. The Kalash Abhishek. We made a presentation the other day, and I think Swabhas Prabhu or you, okay, you're here. So there are forms to be filled and some formalities to be completed. So that is another part also. So someone has the drama at the last, that is. No. Arati at the last. Then drama, number 2 item from the end. So that leaves Kalash realizations and the thank yous. So any suggestions? We do realizations right now, some of the realizations. Or say that again. Well, they will create quite excitement and Kalash or realizations. Prabhas, Prabhu, you decide. Or you
I can do whenever you like.
You're
something right now?
Manager, yeah.
Acha, thank you. Hare Krishna. We spoke a couple of nights ago about this wonderful 108th celebration, the appearance day, Maha Abhishek Puja for Srila Prabhupada. And of course, we're beginning with the Janmashtami, the Abhishek for Shishi Rukmini Dwarkadish. And we had several people that did some volunteers. I just wanted to read something very quickly. I'll read very quickly here, not to take too much time. But this is very nice. This comes from, I believe, from Srila Rupa Goswami. I'll read it very quickly. It says, Astotara Sutta 108 is added to the spiritual master's name to induce one who is situated in the transcendental state. Excuse me, indicate. One who is situated in the transcendental state. The living entity is conditionally pure. Asangohi ayam purusha. In the Vedic literature, it is said that the soul is always pure and uncontaminated by material attachment. The identification of the body with the soul is due to misunderstanding. As soon as one is fully Krishna conscious, it is to be understood that one is in his pure, original, constitutional position. This state of existence is called Suddha Sattva, which means that one is on a transcendental platform without any material qualities. In pure devotional service, one simply serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a matter of duty, without reason and without being impeded by material conditions. This is called Suddha Sattva or Vasudeva, because in that stage, the Supreme Person, Krishna, is revealed in the heart of the devotee. Srila Jiva Goswami has very nicely described this Vasudeva or Suddha Sattva in his Bhagavat Sandarbha. He explains that Astotara Sattva Sisimad 108 is added to the name of the spiritual master to indicate one who is situated in Suddha Sattva or in the transcendental state of Vasudeva. Now, the reason I read that is because this evening we've been hearing all these pastimes of Lord Krishna and for the last several days. And this is actually by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Who would have thought maybe 30 years ago that we'd be doing this in Los Angeles, California, speaking about the pastimes of Lord Krishna? Who even thought maybe this would be happening 20 years ago or maybe even 10 years ago? Who would ever even think that this would happen? And this is the glory of Srila Prabhupada. This is actually his legacy. So this is actually a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada, to give him the honorable position of being that individual, that pure devotee who's on the Vasudeva platform, who brought Krishna consciousness to America. So we would like all of you to participate. This is actually, from what I read here, this is actually a great opportunity, a blissful opportunity of offering of love and devotion to Srila Prabhupada. So we'd like all of you to participate. You can see that His Holiness Lokanath Swami is very nicely representing Srila Prabhupada's legacy. Krishna was killing all these demons personally. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came also to kill the demoniac mentality. And Srila Prabhupada was that representative to kill that mentality, the demoniac tendency within all of us in this age of Kali Yuga. And we see that just by hearing these pastimes that Lokanath Maharaj has been speaking about for the last several days, it does get rid of the demoniac tendency, doesn't it? You know, the last couple of nights I've had a hard time going to bed because when I would lay down, the thing that would ring in my mind would be, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'd be laying down and I'd been hearing that all night. I was thinking, it's got to stop. I'm not going to be able to get any sleep. So, huh? That's a good thing. The next day, I'm like, I can hardly walk. But, yes. So really, we'd like to have all of you help us. Please. I can see there's so many nice devotees here. I'm very, very pleased to see that we had so many devotees coming every night to hear these pastimes. That makes me feel very, very good. It means that most of you have understood what Srila Prabhupada has left us. And how can we not thank His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj? Hari Bol! He's also the international coordinator for this Kalash program. So he's taken it upon himself to collect these waters so that all of you can have an opportunity to bathe the deity. And of course, Srila Prabhupada also. So please assist us. The monies that are be collected for this event are all being utilized for the service of the temple, and also to preach the legacy of Srila Prabhupada. This is so important. Just try to really believe this. This is so important to actually spread the Krishna conscious movement. This is how we'll do it, by programs of this nature, by deity worship, by book distribution. This is an ideal opportunity. The reputation of the Krishna consciousness movement is expanding more and more each day. This is a fact. It's spreading more and more. And you can help. And this is the way we can all work together to help Srila Prabhupada in his mission. And what a wonderful birthday gift to give to Srila Prabhupada. And that is, let's give people Krishna consciousness, as Loknath Maharaj is giving it us for the last 7 days. So we'd like to thank him. I'd like to thank all of you. There are some of you in the audience that actually made pledges. We do have some pledge sheets here. We would like for you, if you've made that pledge, please take one, fill it out, and then you can always give it back to myself or Narantra Prabhu. But please assist us in this opportunity. It's a once-in-a-lifetime a act of devotion and love for Srila Prabhupada's movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay, I'll start out. I would like to say some appreciative words to Loknath Maharaj. It's my pleasure. But I would like to say that I personally did not have the opportunity to attend the last Bhagavad Katha program that was held here. But this time I had the opportunity, the full force. And I'd like to say that I was very wonderfully and pleasantly surprised in how he was able to very nicely bring us the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And so I would like to thank him personally for a wonderful program. I wrote in that little note that they had for him that this has to be a must for New Dwarka from now on. There's no question. There's no question of a no, even if we have to beg him. Whatever we have to do to get him here, we have to do this as a yearly program. And I would like to thank him, you know, from the bottom of my heart, that I'd like to thank you for a wonderful presentation. It helped me remember Lord Krishna for the last 7 days every evening. And I was so excited. I'll never forget your presentation of Agasura. It's still my favorite. I love that aspect of it. So thank you very much. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. See, when you sit in the front row, you get attacked like Krishna attacked the elephant, twisting the tusks and throwing them away. And here I'm given the microphone. I don't even know what to say, where to start. I can only just reiterate what Swas Prabhu has said is, if it hadn't been for Srila Prabhupada, and I've heard him say before too, during the prasadam being served at the temple, if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada, for most I don't know, but I don't know where I would be. It would be totally unimaginable, but I'm so glad that he has been here, that he has given me this path to follow without falling apart without him. So thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada's white elephants. Loknath Maharaj, what may I say? Thanks is not enough. But thank you very much anyway. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for making me not afraid of elephants anymore. I would like to say, Maharaj, that for the past 4 or 5 days, when you have recited this Krishna Katha, you have helped, at least, I don't know about other people, but you have really helped me at least kill some of the demons that I have in my heart. I would like also to say that you have really helped me do three things: to purify, to glorify, and to satisfy Lord Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. I would like to offer my humble obeisances at your lotus feet and also to Srila Prabhupada and Srimad Bhagavatam. And I wanted to share with you my personal experience of this 7 days of extraneous presentation and tremendous amount of spiritual strength that we can see in his presentation and the learning that we have done. I briefly had a quick talk with Guru Maharaj a few days ago that I said, you know, you're blessed us so nicely and you're showering so much of nectar and we're going to miss you. And his reply was, Bhagavatam is still here. So aren't you going to learn something from that? And he meant that all the anarthas we have in ourselves, this is the time to rectify and clean ourselves. So it's a great teachings for me and my wife Gopika that we were discussing a few days ago, that we would be having an introspective sense of looking inside us to see what are the anarthas that are there in us to correct ourselves to become a pure devotee. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much. And one more thing that I would like to share with you is that we are currently working on a per Guru Maharaj's instruction on audio-visual presentation in the form of DVDs and also in the form of CDs. And we're going to have a beautiful professional presentation per his instruction, and it'll be coming up within a short time. And I wanted to sincerely thank Pandula, Chandra Pandula Prabhu. Please get up. Please get up. I wanted to thank him and his family for donating their valuable time and efforts in this effort. And also the audio team over there on that side for taking the time and do the energy. And also for John Prabhu for doing a beautiful presentation of audio and bringing all his equipment. So I wanted to thank you for that. Yes. And with this note, I would like to conclude and thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Would anybody else like to speak to Maharaj?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. You sang the Tukaram Abhanga. I would like to similarly sing Guruji, Guruji. Man lagiya le chanda. As you sang the Krishna Katha, Ananda le mana, Preme prajarati lochana. As you said the Krishna Katha, we were really moved by your expressions and all actions and music. We really enjoyed, we'll miss you. I can't wait for next year. I just want to start tomorrow. But we have to wait. So, thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for sharing the Krishna Katha. It was like, importing us to Golok Vrindavan atmosphere here in New Dwarka. I was also getting a realization when we were here in Katha, like every day in, day out for the last 7 days. It's like Maharaj was pouring nectar in the form of like honey, and we are like honey bees buzzing around, trying to get nectar. So it was a very enlivening experience. And the bhajans and the kirtans were so out of this world. And they really like, you know, I can see like, you know, devotees like, you know, everybody was closing their eyes and meditating on the holy name. And myself, I can say like, you know, I never like, you know, studied the 10th canto so deeply as this time. We went so deeper, Krishna book actually like, you know, more deeper. And we can see like, you know, how nectarian is the Bhagavatam. So although we have a tradition of like, you know, reading the Bhagavatam every day, but it is, the class is not more than half an hour, more than 40 minutes or 1 hour. But I could see like everyone, those who don't really come to the Bhagavatam class, were sitting for 3 hours and not feel bored. So you can see, you know, so thank you so much, Guru Maharaj.
Anyone else?
Maharaj, we had an experience last year when His Holiness Radhanath Swami came. Everybody became enlivened. And the same thing also happened when you came. As soon as you come and chant and speak, the community comes, great numbers. Everyone becomes elevated. Envy, jealousy, bickering, fighting goes out the door. Everyone comes together, glorifies Krishna, and it's just amazing that your presence puts the words of the Bhagavatam and the teachings of the Bhagavatam, we see it come to life. When a great soul comes, Krishna consciousness increases, material consciousness decreases. We thank you very much, and please come twice a year.
My pranam to Maharaj. It is a charged atmosphere in which we are breathing, especially in the year 2004. Here, like Maharaj said, dharmo rakshati rakshitaha. And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, sahastra naam manushyashu kaschit yatati siddhaye vasudevam sarviti sa mahatma sa durlabha. So here, Maharaj comes, who reminds us that Vasudev is everything. In every breath, we can feel that we are swimming in the ocean of nectar and bliss, which you cannot get it any way at any cost. We can have Mercedes, we can have Lexuses, we have bank balances, but what Maharaj gives in the atmosphere, we read Bhagavatam at home, we listen Bhagavatam, but when Maharaj describes Bhagavatam Katha, the Saptaha, he drowns us in the Lord Vasudeva's glory. And our Rom Rom, every pore in our body, feels like the presence of Lord Krishna. Here in this temple, Lord Krishna resides here, but he awakens our consciousness. And when he awakens our consciousness, it lasts with us long, long time. If we do our homework, we can really continue this consciousness. Thank you, Maharaj.
Anyone else?
Jayo, all glories to the spiritual masters who take shelter at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much. The mind, it can be best friend or worst enemy. And by Srimad Bhagavatam, you have enlivened so much in my mind, Srimad Bhagavatam. So then the mind becomes bridge, purified intelligence. But you are Bhagavat. You're such great soul. You also wake up. And I was also having problems sleeping. I was thinking how you were saying when Krishna and Balaram, they were walking like leopards. And I was thinking so much how beautiful that must be. And the only way I could sleep was each step I would think with like a breath like that. And then all of a sudden, I mean, I'll be late for my own funeral, but all of a sudden I wake up. It's time for Mongol Artik. I must go. I must go. So this is because of your potency. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Anyone else?
Hare Krishna. Obeisances. So I'd just like to express my great gratitude and appreciation to His Holiness Lokanath Swami.